To catch his audience's attention, Jesus tells a story that would have had them all laughing. The steward in those days had real power. He could sign contracts in his master's name. This steward had been breaking the law of Moses, lending at interest, and obviously pocketing the profit himself. When he realized the books were to be audited, he falsified the amounts, charging the debtors less than the agreed amount. They were delighted, of course. When the master found out, there was nothing he could do. A contract was a contract. He praised the steward and thus made it look like he himself was the goody. Then Jesus gets serious. His first comment was that the steward had acted quickly to save his own neck. Why were Jesus' listeners so slow to accept his message of true redemption? Jesus states the obvious. If we can't act responsibly with the material things in our lives, God is hardly going to endow us with true riches. We can't be the slave of two masters. Ultimately, God and possessions will give us contradictory orders, and we cannot possibly obey both. As far as St. Luke is concerned, a major obstacle to the true following of Jesus is money, and worse, the insidious desire for more. Material assets can always become a spiritual liability. Even the church must learn this lesson. It must be seen as the church of the poor. And for myself, is God first in my life? Do I think I'm doing him a favor when I perform some religious duty, rather than recognize I owe him everything? Does my job take priority over my spiritual life? How do I regard material wealth? For my own happiness, sometimes at the expense of others' happiness. We can't have it both ways, says Jesus, either the true God or a false God.